It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Hundreds of people gathered last night in Denver's Civic Center Park to remember George Floyd, the man killed in police custody in Minneapolis. His death has sparked nearly 2 weeks of protests against racism and police brutality in Denver and across the country. Ashura Campbell has protested for 7 days, and she was at the candlelight vigil.
We do need to remember the life of George Floyd and others that have passed away. At this point, we're done and we're tired of us being killed for exactly no reason, but racism can't be the excuse anymore.
George Floyd was laid to rest earlier yesterday in his hometown of Houston, Texas. U.S. Senator Michael Bennett is trying to get a Colorado public lands bill passed as an amendment to a larger bill. CPR's Caitlin Kim explains.
The CORE Act passed the Democratic-controlled House last fall, but stalled in the Republican-controlled Senate. Bennett is hoping the bill gets some life as an amendment to the Great American Outdoors Act, which is set for a vote next week. Bennett says the CORE Act was crafted by Coloradans and deserves full consideration. But the senators managing the Great American Outdoors Act, which includes Republican Senator Cory Gardner, are hoping to pass the bill clean, meaning without any amendments. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Mesa County libraries reopened this week after being closed nearly 2 months because of COVID-19. Spokesman Bob Kretschmann says he's talked to patrons who are relieved to be back in the library, including those who don't have access to computers anywhere else.
We've had a lot of people come in who have been essentially offline during this whole closure, and they're very thankful to have their electronic pipeline to the world available again.
Kretschmann says the libraries have removed much of their furniture to promote social distancing, and they're asking guests to wear face coverings. Mesa County and Grand Junction have highs today near 80, same for Metro Denver, with warmer weather ahead toward the weekend. This is CPR News.